This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
So you're ready to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Top six at six.
Good. Here we go. There I do with that. Top six at six, coming in at number one this morning. Singer Brian Mannix is attacked by a shark while out on Sam Newman's boat. And I have to say, it looked like one of the saddest boat cruising sort of trips I've ever seen. Brian Mannix was there. Ricky Nixon was there.
Warwick Capper, I believe, was on board.
Warwick Capper was on board,
and a whole lot of fine-looking women.
Yeah, seemed a lot younger than the guys, it has to be said.
I don't think he was actually attacked by a shark either.
He was bitten by a shark?
No.
What do you mean?
He sort of said that he just went in, then he was just bleeding. He doesn't really know what happened.
Oh, I thought he was...
I think he was having a bit of a joke.
Oh.
He was having a laugh.
Are you serious?
I think
so. Have I missed the whole point of this story? How unfortunate. I was hoping he was attacked by a shark. It made it somehow okay for him to be on that boat with that group of people.
Gummy shark.
I saw the Uncanny X-Men when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Literally. I was about 16, yes. 17.
Well, how old would he be now?
He'd be in his 60s, wouldn't he?
He'd have to be at least.
Number two, Melbourne Cafe apologises for offering free rats to customers who spend $160 or more. What's the problem? Why are they apologising?
Hoarding rapid tests, maybe. People just let us have them. Just let us buy them.
Right, okay. Are you making that up? Or is that what's actually happening?
I just assumed. Troy. Yeah. God, never mind.
You're all right. Matthew.
You looked at me. Did you get my name wrong three times?
Have you met Will? He's just over there. That's William.
William.
Lost did say she didn't have a great sleep last night.
No. It's two nights in a row.
It's two nights in a row. You've got to stop napping. Did you go to the tennis?
No, and I'm glad I didn't because it wasn't a very inspiring game.
Oh, okay. Number three, speaking of the tennis, John Millman's opening round match threatened to descend into a farce as drunken fans embarrassed themselves while the world was watching. I think we've got to stop worrying about the world watching.
It's a heavy headline.
The world's watching?
Yeah. I don't know if the world's watching John Millman's match.
I would have thought so.
Some people in the world are watching.
It's certainly not watching John Millman's crowd. The world.
We have a grab of it in the back page coming up next.
Do we? Okay.
Good
tease. I'll hold off. Number four, Deputy Prime Minister. Yeah, that's what I said. Barnaby Joyce has revealed that he popped the question to his partner, Vicky Campignon, on Sunday. And she said yes.
Oh, that's good news for them.
She's just killing time, isn't she? Barnaby, no thank you. Imagine him wandering around the kitchen with a gut full of red wine.
Porky
piggin' it in a Van Heusen and no undies. Put all of that away, thanks, mate.
That's Barnaby. The Deputy Prime Minister you're talking about.
Yeah, have some respect.
I was just about to eat my breakfast.
Oh. mushrooms with that, Troy?
No, thank you.
Number five, a tiny garden studio in Sydney's outskirts has hit the rental market for $375 a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a granny flat.
It's a cubby house, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've said it's basically like a cubby house, but it's like more like a granny flat.
It's like a totally separate shed in someone's backyard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're basically living in a shed for $400 a week.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of Sydney.
It's full on, isn't it?
Number six. Oh, this is a fun story. 190-year-old Jonathan becomes the world's oldest tortoise ever.
Oh,
Jonathan at 190.
Jonathan.
That's a good news story. How do they know he's 190?
I don't know.
I guess they have a record of when he was born. Yeah. He might have been in a zoo.
Yeah.
I think... I'm kind of guessing, but I think one of his relatives might have been owned by Captain Cook or something like that.
No, it was by... That's the one
at Beerwara at Australia
Darwin.
Zoo.
Isn't the one that was Charles Darwin?
Yeah.
Anyway, tortoises. I'm pretty sure they count their rings. That's what we did with Ida Buttrose.
What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Let's get your sporting news, getting you up to date. Will, what is happening?
Thank you, Troy. Ash Barty, number one seed, favourite for the Australian
Open. She loves tennis, Ash.
She does.
She does.
And she loves pressure because against Ukrainian qualifier Lisia Tsurenko yesterday, she won 6-love, 6-1, nearly the double bagel, which she did in the first round last year.
That's just a bloody light hit out for her, isn't it?
It's 54-minute training
session. It's like an extension of training.
Pretty much. So she will play Italian qualifier Lucia Bronzetti in the second round.
Back to the hotel for a club sandwich for Ash.
When is she playing Naomi Osaka?
In the fourth round.
Fourth round.
Naomi Osaka won yesterday, so she's into the second round as well.
Mm-hmm. How's Naomi travelling?
Mm.
Well.
There hasn't been any media about her this year. Last year it was all about Naomi.
Yeah, because she had just had
some mental health issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she withdraw from last year's? Or have I totally made
that
up?
Was that last year or the year before? She did withdraw from...
I think pretty sure she withdrew last year.
Well, I'm not sure if she'd played a match or not. Jeez, we really should know. Lauren can look that up.
So much tennis.
Move on to John Millman, the world 89, the Aussie.
Mm.
He defeated Feliciano Lopez.
Lopez, I had his first album.
Yeah.
She withdrew from Wimbledon, by the way.
Wimbledon, that's right. Yeah. Lopez was the second 40-year-old to compete at the Australian Open in the Open era. So well done to him. But he was...
Who's Lopez?
Yeah.
Was 40 years old?
Yeah. Oh, and God. Millman beat him.
I'll let anyone in, except Joker.
After Millman was up 2-love in the third set, Lopez had an interaction with the crowd that was starting to get a little bit rowdy there at Melbourne Park, and here's what it sounded like.
There is a few people who have had a long day in the sun, I think. They just got in. They're getting around Millman, in particular when Lopez is serving. He's getting a bit narky, talking directly to the crowd.
Talking directly to the crowd.
What was going on there?
Lopez was doing a bit of back and forth with members of the crowd.
With the drunk guys who rocked up late.
They ended up having a bit of a punch on members of the crowd after the game.
Really?
As we spoke about in Top 6.
Yes, right. Yeah. That was the punch on.
Yeah.
So was he winding them up, Feliciano?
Yeah, well, they were talking during his serve and it was starting to get a bit distracting.
Mm, yeah. 40-year-olds are a bit funny, aren't they? Mm. The dream's over, so they turn.
Yes. Need all the help you can get.
At 40.
Loz just reminded me that Naomi Osaka, of course, is reigning champion. I thought that was
She won the Australian Open last year.
Yeah. Sorry. So she did not
play. We didn't even know.
I love that. Well Tanasi, done, Naomi, by the way. Solid effort.
Yeah. Tanasi Kokkinakis, after his maiden win in the ATP at Adelaide, he had a disappointing loss to German qualifier.
Oh, he's out?
Humphman, yes. Huh. His serve completely deserted him in the game, which was his...
It can happen.
It was his strength in Adelaide. It was under 50% his first serve percentage yesterday, which
are you joking?
Disappointing for
under
Tanasi.
Under 50% of first serves in? Mm. Well, you're never going to win a tennis game in an Open with that kind of return.
But well done to Aussie wild card Alexander Vukic, 25-year-old, 144th in the world. Stunning upset over the 30th seed Lloyd Harris in four sets. It was his first Grand Slam win in his career.
That is a stunning upset. 146 beating 44.
Beating 30.
Beating 30. That just shouldn't happen.
Sam Stosur, Daria Saville, formerly Gavrilova, will play today. And in the men's draw, Alexei Popperin, Alex Bolt, Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur all line up for the Aussies today.
There's a lot of Aussies on court today.
Yeah, there really is. There's more than that as well that I've just brushed over.
Okay, good.
In the NFL, it's playoffs time. And Donna Kelce, mother of Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce and Eagles center Jason Kelce, she flew from Tampa to Kansas City in the one day to watch her two sons play in their respective playoff games.
Oh, that's
which is a good effort.
That's a good phoner.
So, yeah, we've done it before, haven't we? Sent it to us as a phoner idea.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. How far did you travel in a day to watch sport?
Sport, yeah.
Save it for tomorrow, perhaps.
Or multiple venues in one day?
We did that. Remember when Wimbledon and the soccer...
Oh, that's right. Kate Middleton.
Yeah. Not the soccer World Cup.
Mm. In the press conference, Donna got to ask a question to her son, who was fielding questions.
We'll go first to Donna Kelce.
Yes, it's your mom.
What's up, Mom? I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, I know. I actually made it at a disappointing Tampa game. This was an elation to see you get a touchdown in a playoff game. I mean, oh, my gosh, how good did that feel? How good did that feel after all these years?
Oh, man, to finally throw a touchdown. Like I used to tell my mom when I was like 5 years old, I was going to eventually throw a touchdown in the National Football League. I finally got it done. It only took me 9 years. That's a good question, though, Mom.
Nice mother son.
Is that not a bit embarrassing?
Yeah.
You'll be cringe.
I'm a bit cringe.
Yeah, essentially no chemistry between those two. They were strangers.
Like they never met.
Hello. Question, his mum?
Yeah.
Because he referred to her as hey man at some point.
Oh, yeah. Mum.
Oh, man. It's very provincial, all of that.
Oh, Will, that was a
better,
really poor
better suited story. To the regional market.
Okay, so I'll head to Bendigo.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.